Como 4's Matt Markovich is joining us in studio now with some ideas to maybe changing that.
Yeah, how about that? I think we're the only country that's not going to put the opening ceremonies live online ever, because they're not even doing it on a tape delay basis. You're going to watch it. Most countries are putting it live as it happens, except for NBC's not doing that. Well, we wanted to explore some alternative ways to watching the Olympics online, and you don't have to use the NBC app. Now, just the legitimate part is that NBC has one app called the NBC Olympics Live Extra, and that's what you need to download on your smartphone or your tablet. And you can also watch the NBCOlympics.com coverage. Just go to that website. But both at the app and the website require you to log in with your username and password that you use for your pay TV service. You have to have cable TV or belong to a satellite provider like Dish or DirecTV in order to watch the live coverage from NBC. Now, we're one of the few countries in the world that has this type of authentication. Now, countries like the UK and Canada do not. The problem is that the websites are all designed to know where your computer is, and that's what you have to get around. When you log in on the website to the NBC Olympics, it knows that your IP address, which is basically your address on the internet, is located in the United States. Well, the trick is how to fake out your computer to think it's in another country, let's say the UK. Well, there's a well-known process known as proxy servers, and they're all around the world. There's companies that run these. They're very legitimate companies, and what it does is basically disguise your computer's IP address to think that it's in the UK. It changes a US address into a UK address. I downloaded one website, pardon the name for the website. There's two big ones in the United States. One's called Proxify.net. The other one's called HideMyAss.com. So that's, and believe it or not, that's one of the big ones.
I think I'd go with that one.
And I did. I spent $11, and for $11, I got a month's worth subscription to go to all these secured proxy servers. And that's the key word about this, is that you can make a secure connection into another country. And I logged in as if I was in Great Britain. And once I did, I was able to watch the BBC's soccer coverage this morning. I did the same thing. I logged into Ontario, Canada, and I watched the CTV's coverage of the same soccer match. Live looked great. No congestion, no nothing. And that is one way a lot of people who don't have any pay TV service, I mean, people get TV off the air, off the antenna, as well as you want to watch alternatives. You want to watch the BBC, the host country's coverage of the Olympics. This is one way to do it. They're known as proxy servers. You can Google that. And I suggest that you stick with the well-known companies. You'll find out who they are and pay the few bucks if you're really serious about doing this, and avoid the free proxy servers, because you can get malware problems, and there's some security issues on that.